exercise at 100% effort to get 100% best result. Sounds pretty logical to me. Why would we put in less than 100% and then expect that we would get a great result? What if every time we exercise, we put in 100% best effort? For the energy we had at the time, for the amount of time that we had, we just put in 100%. And most people ask me, how do I design the best exercise program? What are the skills, the tools, the knowledge that you have to have to be able to create exercise programs for people that actually work? And here's the best question of all. If somebody's fit and if somebody's strong, what will their life be like? If I'm really fit and if I'm really strong, will I have a fast metabolism? Will I fight diseases, germs, bugs, and viruses? Will I have a stack of energy? Will I look good in and out of my clothes? Will I have great hair, great skin, great nails? And of course, the answer is yes, 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 yes. So how do I get people fit and how do I get people strong without making it complicated? What if we just get people puffed? And to get puffed, that is 100% effort. If I go as hard as I possibly can and put in 100% effort, I'll get puffed. Beautiful thing is that doesn't take very long, about 10 seconds if you stick with the phosphate system, which is the energy system designed for that 100% effort. So the best exercise program for anybody, could it simply be how much time do you have to exercise, and whether it's 3 minutes or an hour or three times a week or 10 times a week or several times throughout the day, what if we just went as hard as we possibly could doing whatever it is that we like to do or the thing that we hate to do the least? So it could be any form of electronic equipment, of course. It could be boxing, it could be skipping, it could be soft sand running up a hill, running up some stairs, anything that gets your heart rate up to 100% effort, and that's going to take about 10 seconds. So if I've got 3 minutes, I would go hard and fast as possible, have a rest, get my breath back, go again, hard and fast as possible, get my breath back, go again. Simple, easy way to design an exercise program. Same with a class. What do I do in an exercise class, Roey? Exactly the same. Pick some exercises that get people really puffed. And whether it's a 10-minute class or a 30-minute class or a one-hour class, go as hard and fast as you can, get your breath back. Go as hard and fast as you can, get your breath back. And there's a great question to be asked, why do we do such long classes? When time is the number one reason why people don't exercise, it's the number one barrier for people. If you're really unfit, if you're overweight and you think about exercising for 20 or 30 minutes, let alone 45 minutes or an hour, it just seems like forever. So what if we did some classes that were just 5 minutes long or 7 minutes long or 15 minutes long, and it was just get puff, get your breath back, get puff, get your breath back. If you're going for a run rather than plod jogging and pacing yourself through your run, if you've got an hour to run, by all means, but go as hard and fast as you can, walk and get your breath back. Go as hard and fast as you can, walk and get your breath back. You'll get fit, and when you get fit, your body becomes a virus-fighting, disease-fighting, happy drug-pumping, high-performance, energetic machine. Woohoo! What about strength training? How do I get strong? If I go out of my phosphate system, I'm not going to get as strong as possible. And most importantly, I'm not going to be using those fast twitch muscle fibers that keep me really young and strong for long. Young, strong for long sounds exciting to me. So how do I design the best exercise program for strength? Is it possible that I need to overload every muscle, bone, ligament, tendon, and joint in my body? Is it possible that I need to overload my endocrine system and hormones and my central nervous system so that everything's firing as hard as possible? If I do my 100% effort, how long can I go for? Obviously not very long. So the question is, how many reps or sets should I do? How about this? Nobody can tell you that. Nobody can tell me that. We just keep going till we can't do any more. And if you can do more than 15 or you're up to the 16, 20, 21 repetitions, of course, you'll get bored. But you're not in an energy system that's going to create strength. You're now in the aerobic system. Strength for those fast twitch muscle fibers are created in the phosphate system. So the number of repetitions I can do in around about 10 seconds, which of course isn't very many. Isn't this exciting? An exercise program that is short and fast and puts in 100% effort to get 100% results. So rather than focusing on how long we exercise for, because as soon as we go past that 10-second mark, is it possible that we pace ourselves? Is it possible that we plod jog through our workout? And could that just be as simple as wasting time? If you love to exercise for hours and hours, congratulations. Is it possible that there are people who don't love to exercise for hours and hours? Is it possible that even if you do have a long time every day to exercise at the moment, that there might come a time in your life when you won't have a long time? And what if we could have a really fit, strong human body in minutes a week? What if we could do a workout that was only 2 minutes or 3 minutes long, putting in 100% maximum effort to get 100% maximum results? Could that be the best way to exercise rather than forcing people into big, long, boring? That's the big challenge, isn't it? Boring. Why would you exercise boring when it could be short, sharp, and exciting? Because when you get results fast, could that be exciting? Woohoo!